sing.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 262. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Los Campesinos with the song Avocado Baby. That is on the band's forthcoming album, No Blues, due out on November 12th on Wichita Records. This is the band's fifth studio album. It kind of combines some of the pop elements of the first two with a more studied approach that the third and fourth album had, which is to say it's their best in a long time, and maybe their most consistent ever. If you listen through to this one, you're going to find something that works for you. As you can tell by the low fidelity here, I am recording into my MacBook Air in a hotel room, this time in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where I'll be for the next few weeks. But that won't stop me from bringing you some great music. Let's jump right into something here. This is Au Revoir Simone with the song Crazy.
Girls, you drive.
Man, I Hope I Never Outgrow Punk Rock. That is the song Back to School by the band Upset. That's on the album She's Gone, which just came out October 29th on Don Giovanni Records, the label that can do no wrong. That is a Los Angeles threesome fronted by Allie Kohler, formerly of Best Coast and Vivian Girls, with a member of La Sera and Patty Schimmel, the drummer from Hole there. So maybe not a super group, but a lot of fun. Before that, we heard from Au Revoir Simone from the other side of the country, from Brooklyn. That song is called Crazy, and that's on the band's new album Move in Spectrums, which came out September 24th on Instant Records. It feels a little different than the last album, and some of it's better and some of it's worse, but you're going to want to listen through it and find out where you go on the fence on that one. I do like that song a lot, though. I guess at this point I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and make a good podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. Now that we got that out of the way, let's get some more music. This is Quasi with the song Nostalgia Kills. On the backside.
Yeah. so tight, imposing red. The crossroad marked an ache across each head. A trinity of crystal tubes returns to light. I ask myself, why not?
And then I hit you with a couple of blasts of energy there. We started that set off with Quasi with the song Nostalgia Kills. That's on the band's album Mole City, which came out October 1st on Kill Rock Stars. The band, of course, based out of Portland, Oregon. Just got done with a tour, played in Kansas City with Jeffrey Lewis. Unfortunately, I was out of town and missed that, so hopefully you caught them when they came by. I caught them on the last tour and was really, really impressed, and that was what made me go out and get this album. It was just that good. After that, we heard from The Real Kids, a Boston, Massachusetts band that recorded in 1977 their debut on Red Star Records. That song is All Kinds of Girls, and that's on the band's self-titled album. That is one of the best songs you'll ever hear on the Too Much Rock podcast. Just picked up that album after not having it for years and years, and I'm so glad to find it again, pick that one up on vinyl. Such a great album there. And then we ended things off with Black on Black from Lawrence, Kansas, with the song Made to Suffer. That's on the album Get On With It, or the EP Get On With It. That was just self-released November 1st of this year. They're planning a release in 2014, I think, a full length. And I think this is probably like the third EP that's happened this year. So they're definitely testing out a lot of material and keeping their fans happy with new releases. Well, looking at the clock here, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 262. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at SidMuchRock. Peering at the concert calendar, a lot of things coming up in Kansas City that I'm going to be sad to miss. Locals Knife Crime are playing the 5th at the Record Bar. On the 8th, So Many Dynamos are playing at the Riot Room, and I don't know if they've been in town recently. I saw them in Chicago years ago and really enjoyed them. On the 8th, Rooms Without Windows is playing at the Record Bar. Definitely check out Thomas Dolby on the 11th at Liberty Hall. That should be an interesting show. And the Melismatics are coming back to town at the Record Bar on the 12th, and that is a real rock and roll show you want to make. Let's see, on the 15th, I'm going to be out of town to catch Jonathan Richman at Lincoln Hall in Chicago. Jonathan Richman, of course, was good friends with Police, who was in The Real Kids. John Felice, I believe, was his name. And actually, John Felice was in an early version of Modern Lovers with Jonathan Richman. So there's a connection there. And I'm staying on the 16th in Chicago to catch Bottomless Pit at Township. The 17th, the Queers are playing at the Riot Room in Kansas City. The 23rd, Iris DeMint will be at Knuckleheads, and I'm going to make it back for that show. I think that's going to be a good one. The 24th, Punk Rock again with Negative Approach at the Riot Room. And then looking forward a little bit further down the road, December 1st, Fintroll is playing at the Granada, and I know there's a bunch of you pagan metal fans out. There's not, just me. Okay. And on the 7th, Schwervon is playing a singles release party at Mill Records there on Westport. And that is a release for the Too Much Rock singles series. Yep. I've decided to kind of get back in the game a little bit and put out a single series where I pick a band, they pick a song, I pick a cover for them, we record it, I pay for everything, I give them the 7 inches, they sell them, there's more vinyl in the world and everyone's happy. So that first 7-inch, we'll play a cut from that next week. We'll call that a new acquisition because I just got a few hundred of them in the mail and pass them off to the band who's currently off in Europe right now. But yeah, the Too Much Rock single series, you can find out more information about that on the Too Much Rock website. It's recently been maybe not redesigned, but refocused, let's say. Anyway, I'm out of time. I need to play some more music and get out of here. We're going to end things off here with a track from The Head and the Heart. This song is called Homecoming Heroes, and it's on the band's new album, Let's Be Still, which came out on Sub Pop Records on October 15th. A band out of Seattle, Washington, and I just loved their debut. This album, not so much. It sounds a lot like Lumineers or, you know, Mumford & Sons or something of that sort, which is sad because it was such beautiful two-part harmonies. It was much more Simon & Garfunkel. This, not as much. There's some good moments still, and it's perfectly fine music, and as Kate says, it's fine to listen to in the background at a restaurant, and maybe that's damning or maybe that's just fine for you. So let's end things here. This is The Head and the Heart with the song Homecoming Heroes.
Offshore.